gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, Mothers and Fathers Alliance, saving kids, kids of all ages, not just teenagers, elementary for prevention, teenagers, married children, and maybe for yourself, anyone that needs a referral for a therapist, for a doctor, mental health, psychiatrist, inpatient or outpatient rehabs, specialists that deal with eating disorders, gambling, internet addiction, please call Mask's confidential helpline from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 718-758-0400. You can call anonymous. Just describe the situation that you may be struggling with, and we will try and help guide you, direct you to the right professionals, the right rehabs, the right hospital, the right doctors that could hopefully help your situation. So, again, maybe you want to write down our number. It's confidential, and it is from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Maybe it's for yourself, a neighbor, a loved one. Maybe it's for someone you sit next to in shul. Our number is 718-758-0400. Tonight we have with us Rabbi Kaufman, who specializes in stuttering, which is such an important topic that is not spoken about enough. There are so many families, so many children, young adults, married kids, adults, stuttering. And one needs to know where to go for the right help, the right speech therapy, the right person to help them be able to have fluent speech where it's more comfortable. So we are very honored to have with us tonight Rabbi Yanky Kaufman. Good evening. How are you, Rabbi Kaufman?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for inviting me. I think that this topic of stuttering is very important, and what you're doing is very important for the klal, so I'm sure give you a lot of kach to continue your noble work for the klal.
Amen. Thank you. Rabbi, I'm wondering if I could ask you if you could share with us some background information on stuttering and how stuttering can affect a person, please.
So stuttering is a disfluency in speech. At the core of this disfluency is a block that hampers one from expressing themselves. There are three basic diagnostics for this disfluency. Number one are involuntary repetitions. This is more well known as the classic stutter, where a person may repeat certain letters or certain syllables. Number two are hesitations. A person may know what they want to say, but it's just not coming out when they want it to come out. Number three are prolongations, where a person may unnaturally stretch certain sounds. Very often, stuttering is coupled with interjections, which means they may add sounds or words. For example, they may say, or yeah, or you know. I've seen Israelis that very often say, kamo. Some Yiddish-speaking people, they say, vus, or siz. When a stutter intensifies, it may also prompt tics, which are more commonly affecting fluttering or bulging of the eyes, jaw locking, or even head jerking. Stuttering is cyclical, which means that it may fluctuate through different periods in a person's life. Even on a daily basis, it's unpredictable of when a person may stutter. There may be certain words that a person is more prone to stutter on, but generally speaking, it's totally unpredictable. However, this is just skimming the surface. The primary effect that stuttering has on a person is internal, emotional. This is known as the iceberg theory. Just like we only see the tip of the iceberg peeking out from the water, so too these diagnostic descriptions are just the tip of the iceberg. Generally, the emotional distress evolves in the following cycle. First comes the awareness that they can't speak smoothly. They realize that they're not in control of something so basic and that their disorder is so obvious to others. They feel different. There is usually negative feedback from the looks and comments of others. They become more self-conscious. They try to avoid social situations which can reveal their stutter, especially in public settings. They feel incapable. For example, introducing themselves, saying their name, asking someone for the time. This takes a big bite out of one's self-confidence. They start to become more apprehensive of future situations. And this causes tremendous anxiety. This repeats itself in a vicious cycle. As the anxiety increases, the stuttering intensifies, and they feel more different, more self-conscious, more avoidance of social situations. Self-confidence plummets. There's more and more shame, more and more frustration. These challenges evade a person the entire day, not just because speech is so integral to our daily living, but even when they don't speak, the challenge of stuttering exists. For example, before they start speaking in a conversation, their mind races to use tactics to avoid future dreaded situations. And after they're done the conversation, they review their feelings of shame and failure, leaving them discouraged for the future. And this consumes the person day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And this struggle can last for decades. Now, I would like to qualify that obviously there are exceptions to every rule. Some people might have more going for them, so it's easier to persevere through their stutter. Some people were nurtured in an unconditionally loving environment where it's easier for them to move on with their stutter. However, what we described over here is the common stuttering experience.
You know, I'm thinking about what you're saying, and I'm imagining the humiliation, the bullying, or the teasing that could go on when somebody's stuttering, and it must be very painful for the stutterer. What advice can you offer parents regarding what they can do to help the child that stutters?
So there's a lot that parents can do. I'd like to share one of the most important positive things that parents can do and a common mistakes that parents make. The most important thing I think that parents can offer is to help offer the child a different perspective that they may have towards their speech. Like we described, people who stutter very often will have their speech weighing very heavily on their mind. If a parent can help guide the child to see themselves in a different light and view themselves in a more holistic manner, then they can develop the other positive aspects of their life. Help them realize that they're a human being, that they're a Tzelem Elokim, that they're an neshama with special talents. And when a person is shifting off of their negative thoughts on their speech and refocuses his mindset to develop the other positive traits that they may have, then parents have provided valuable positive qualities for the child that they could be very matzliach in their life. A common mistake that parents make is where they try to monitor and demand different methods for their child who stutters. They may say things like, slow down, relax, say it again more clearly, I can't understand you. And these things usually backfire because the child becomes more self-conscious of their speech. and is not very effective in real life.
So what else should parents be aware of then when relating to a child who stutters?
Okay, so I'll share two different points. One is that there's very often I get phone calls from parents that there's a discrepancy between the way the parents sees the level of their child's stutter and the way their child feels about their stutter. Because very often, people who stutter will stutter more or less in different situations, in different settings. And it could be that in the house where a child may be more comfortable, he may stutter less. And if you want to gauge where the child is holding with their stutter, it's important to get information and inquire about the child in different circumstances. It would be very kedai to call the teacher and ask the teacher, how is my child doing in school? Are they participating in class? Are they getting along with other friends? Are they playing sports? Or are they just being sidelined? It would be very important to hear where the child is holding, even though he may be, or she, having a slight stutter in the family. It would be good to check out where the child is holding in other circumstances. The other nekuda I would like to mention is a child many times may feel that their stutter is overwhelming and is really affecting them in their life. And the parent may look at it like, no, this is just a slight stutter because it's not so noticeable. The discrepancy is, like we explained, stuttering is not just a matter of speech. It's how it affects the person. And it's very common that a person may have a very slight stutter, but can affect them in a very big way. I'd like to share two stories of examples of this to bring this out. I had a person that before he was done the program that we have in Lakewood, had a very, very slight stutter, from the slightest stutters I've ever seen. And he did not show up to laning for 10 years because he was afraid of receiving an aliyah, where it would be harder for his speech, and he was afraid that people will realize that he stutters, and therefore he had not shown up to laning for 10 years with a very, very slight stutter. Another example, someone told me that they had a good job, but they were offered another job that was willing to pay them double the salary that they were currently making, and they brushed off the offer. When the person who was proposing the idea mentioned to him that, why don't you want to take this offer? We're ready to pay you a lot of money. He said, well, I have a slight stutter. They responded to that, well, we know you well, and it's okay. We notice maybe you have a very, very slight stutter, but that's okay with us. We'll be happy to hire you. And he still turned off the offer because his stutter inhibited him very much, and he was very afraid. And even though he could get paid double salary, he turned off the offer. We see that even a person with a slight stutter, it can affect them very much. And it's important to find out not just how much this child is having a disfluency, but how much the stuttering is inhibiting the child.
And at what age would you recommend sending a young child for speech therapy?
So this depends on the age of the child. Generally speaking, when children are still developing their speech, anywhere between 2 and 7, extended to 9 for some. Even if they show signs of slight stuttering, studies show that more often than not, if it's a slight stutter and only for a short time, then things can iron out and they will develop fluency in their speech. If a person is already past the stage of developing their speech, or they have a very heavy stutter for a longer period of time, and it would be recommended to look for a speech program for the child.
We have with us Rabbi Yanki Kaufman, founder and director of Smooth Speech Solution for Stuttering, located in Lakewood, working with all the from families out there that are suffering from stuttering. And there are a lot of kids in the schools that get bullied, that they are humiliated on a daily basis, And anyone that wants to speak with Rabbi Kaufman, feel free to call the MASK helpline, and we will make sure that Rabbi Kaufman gets back to you. Our number is 718-758-0400. Which qualities, Rabbi Kaufman, does a child need to be successful in speech therapy?
So, generally speaking, and I discuss this with a lot of top professionals, there's three basic qualities that someone needs to be successful in speech therapy. Number one, they need to be self-aware that they stutter. Because in order to apply the tools and skills that they are learning, they have to be aware that they have a reason to apply these tools and skills to take care of something that they would want to take care of. The second quality is self-motivation. It cannot be just based on the parent's drive to help the child. It has to be self-motivated that will really propel them to put the effort into it, to the tools and skills that they're learning. This is not something that's a piece of cake. And in order to be successful at this, they really need to put in the proper effort. The third quality is consistency. A person wants lasting results, and they need to be consistent about it and put in the proper effort. Also, it's very important to find the right program for your child. Stuttering is very complex and difficult to overcome. You know, some people have this fantasy that they'll just tap their child into a therapist, and a very short time later, the child will never, ever stutter again for the rest of their life. Sometimes they can compare it to like going to a dentist. Well, it's true that a person may have a cavity, and if they would go to a regular dentist, they would probably get help. It would be a surprise to people if they would have to go to 3-4 dentists to take care of a regular cavity. Certainly it would be a surprise if they went to a few cavity specialists and still come out with the same issue of the cavity. Well, in stuttering, I personally know hundreds of people who have gone to many, many top methods and specialists, and they can literally travel the world and still end up in the same place where they started from with their stutter. The reason why stuttering is very complex is because there's a lot of elements to it. There's a physical element to it, where the vocal folds lack. They can't communicate well. It's emotionally charged. There's a lot of anxiety. It's a mental issue. Studies show that people who stutter process things differently. Stuttering is chronic. Stuttering is pervasive. And they have a lot of fear going on inside and not a lot of confidence to work with in their speech. So therefore, I strongly recommend that anyone who has a child who is ready for speech therapy and that it's recommended for them to go for speech therapy, then they should do the proper research. And if someone claims to help people, then they should find out from the people who they've helped. Ask for references. Speak to those people who got help from the program and see how they sound. Not just one or two people, because everyone, even the controlled methods, can help one or two people. If you want to know of the chances of this helping your child, then you want to get a nice amount of references and talk to them. Not that they have to be perfect, but they should have had dramatic improvements and that their speech should be admirable now.
Rabbi Kaufman, people that stutter, if, like you said, they may go and get an aliyah, so they prefer not being around the shul, the synagogue, at those times. I could just imagine davening for the amud, being called up at a sheva bracha to say one of the brachas under a chuppah or at sheva brachas. These are very full of anxiety for people that stutter. And I think this anxiety also for the people that are around those that stutter. What's like a positive and sensitive way to react when communicating with those who stutter.
The most important thing that a person can do when communicating with someone who has a stutter is to treat them like they would treat anyone else. And even if it's noticeable that the person who they're talking to has a stutter, they should try as best as they can to stay calm. And if the person who stutters feels that you're nervous about it, that will only make the situation more difficult, and they will become more nervous. But if the person who they're talking to feels more calm and more settled and is okay and is non-judgmental that the other one has a stutter, then the person who stutters will be more comfortable with themselves. And this can help them communicate. Maybe it may even help their fluency to a certain extent, but certainly will help them feel more calm and validated and appreciated that you want to listen to what they have to say for the teichen, and it's okay that they have a stutter. Also, I would recommend that not just feeling it inside, but also try to communicate this through body language, giving them full attention, all ears. This will help them feel much more calm, even though they may stutter.
So it builds confidence as well, because when somebody's stuttering and they're feeling so bad about themselves, I'm sure that therapy will build their confidence. And I know that there are real stories and real success in your method. What's your background in stuttering, if you can share it for my listeners, please?
Well, actually, I had a very heavy stutter for almost 3 decades. That's right. A very heavy stutter for almost 3 decades. And I suffered a lot from it. It bothered me tremendously. It was definitely the biggest insight that I ever had in my life. And I was searching for help. I've been around the block. I consider myself L'Havdil the Yisrei of speech therapy. I wasn't just around the block. I've been around the world. And nothing that I've tried was practical, was natural for me to use in real life that would be effective in real life, in real situations, that didn't just work in the office. Baruch Hashem, around 4 years ago, Kodesh Baruch Hu put a new method in my mind. And this has helped me to be stutter-free for the last 4 years. I thoroughly enjoy talking, and I try to pass on what helped me to other people who suffer from the same struggle that I've suffered with. Baruch Hashem, ever since we opened Smooth Speech Solution here in Lakewood, it started a little bit in Eretz Yisrael, but now I reside in Lakewood. Hundreds of people have been helped, from the slight stutterers to the very heavy stutterers. I've seen people who can get stuck literally for 5 minutes. Not all the time, but potentially at points for 5 minutes. Baruch Hashem, now many of these people, you would not believe that they used to stutter. It's not just that they speak in easier situations, but even more difficult situations. People fly in for this type of thing on a weekly basis. There are people who are flying in, and I am very passionate to help others that struggle through the same things that I see in them, how much pain they're going through. And they feel that I understand they're struggling. And I try my best to help them in any way I can. I am constantly consulting with top professionals, any field that has any connection to stuttering, whether it's psychologists or speech therapists or people who have doctorates in speech or rabbanim, all different areas to broaden my knowledge and understanding of speech, people, and I try my best to help them. It's something that I can do, go out of my way, think out of the box. That's what I do. And Baruch Hashem, I've already sort of many breakthroughs in the field of stuttering to help those who stutter.
So, Rabbi, can you share with my listeners maybe one of your contributions or breakthroughs which help, the stutterer, please?
So our most recent breakthrough is what's called the skills group, where I would gather anywhere between 10 to 20 from B'nai Torah who stutter, And after they have their feet wet in the method, and they're using the method and applying it, and they're picking up on it, I bring them to the next level to make it more concrete and more solidified in real life. Many times, people who stutter will, even if they achieve fluency in certain situations, in daily situations, they will still shy away from public scenes, let's say speaking for the Ahmed, speaking in public, davening for the Ahmed, and introducing themselves to prestigious people, ordering out from a restaurant when there's a lot of people there and there's a rush. So in order to cater to the broadest amount of people, I thought of this system where when I gather them together and they use the method together amongst themselves, all doing the same thing, all comfortable using it, and are remembering to do it, not only amongst themselves, we set up chavrusa shafts, where they speak in public amongst themselves, they daven for the Ahmed. Most of these people, it's their first time davening for the Ahmed for many, many years, if not for the first time in their life. After that, when they already feel confident that they can use it amongst themselves, we take it to the next level and bring them to more difficult situations even than that. And we'll bring them off campus, so to speak, to more real-life situations where I'll take them to a restaurant. And instead of them pointing to what they want to order or have their mother order for them, or order whatever is easiest for them to say, or, of course, just not show up in the restaurant in the first place, they will order what they want to say. Then I'll take them to an old age home here in Lakewood, and they'll, for many people, it's the first time that they will be introducing themselves. Of course, people who stutter may have friends and get along and get around and be with the program, but being proactive and going out of their way to introduce themselves is something that many times they can get away with, and they'll shy away from doing that. Here, they get an opportunity to make a conversation and introduce themselves and ask the person how they're feeling.
Very important, Rabbi Kaufman. I'm sorry we're running out of time, and I'm sure we have much more to talk about, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Anyone that would like to speak with Rabbi Kaufman, Smooth Speech Solution for Stuttering, please call MASC 718-758-0400. Thank you, Rabbi Kaufman. I hope to have you on again soon.
I appreciate it. I'll be happy to take the offer. Like I said, I enjoy talking, and I feel this is very important. I wish this was around when I was going for therapy, a resource where people can get information and guidance and understanding of what their child may be going through who stutters.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. And I want to wish everyone a wonderful evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and always remember, hang in, hold on, hug tight. Thank you, and have a good night.
Flying to Israel, then fly into savings with global rewards from Global Tours. With Global Tours, you'll travel with the comfort of knowing you're getting personalized service as well as the lowest rates, as they are the same or lower as you'll find online. You'll also get a $50 gift card with the merchant of your choice for every $1,000 or more ticket purchased on flights to Israel. Imagine, if you buy 7 tickets, you'll get up to $350 worth of gift cards, a terrific bonus in savings. On a business flight, that could amount to a $200 gift card per ticket. Global Tours also takes care of hotels, car rentals, and travel insurance. Listen to this. On travel insurance, you only pay for adults 18 years or older. There is no charge for kids, no matter how many children you have. Take advantage of Global Tours' Global Rewards program of a $50 gift card for every ticket to Israel, $1,000 or more. Call 877-C-TEL-AVIV and use the code TALKLINE2019. That's 877-C-TEL-AVIV. Some restrictions may apply.
Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.